Thank you, Mike. Our next few items all have an arts and literary theme, including how a pile of letters discovered more than 3,500 miles away reveal a soldier's visit to the city of Norwich more than 100 years ago. It is among the most significant moments in the development of the English language, let alone the history of Norwich. Yet the 1373 publication in the city of the first known book in English by a woman is hardly among the best known dates. Now, to mark the 650th anniversary of Revelations of Divine Love by a mystic known only as Julian of Norwich, a series of events are being planned. Among commemorative events being organised by the Friends of Julian of Norwich is a writing competition, with people aged between 4 and 18 invited to enter a piece of prose or poetry of up to 500 words on the theme of divine love. The winner will receive £100 worth of book vouchers, the runner-up £50 worth of book vouchers, and any honourable mentions, £30 worth of book vouchers. There will also be other prizes from independent bookshop Book Bugs and Dragon Tales.
The complete programme of this year's Norfolk and Norwich Festival has been announced. The Arts Festival will run between May the 12th and May the 28th this year. The first few names making the lineup were revealed in November, with the full listing comprising around 50 acts, artists and showings. Highlights include Frozen Light, Dr. Rupa Faruqi and illustrator Gemma Carroll's first solo exhibition across mediums such as performance, music, literature and visual art. There are some fantastic events on offer on the streets of Norwich. Many over the opening weekend are free, which will be great for families and is a fantastic way to introduce people to the arts. Tickets go on sale on March the 1st at, all in lowercase, nnfestival.org.uk or in person at Norwich Guildhall or by calling the box office on 01603 531800.
Could you make a crowd of strangers laugh? A city comedian is giving people the chance to put that to the test. Martin Westgate, founder of Hoomer Comedy Club, with 7 years' worth of experience on the circuit, has started his own comedic course. The 30-year-old, who lives near Carrow Road, said, "The workshop nights we hold at Brewdog are great, and we get a few new comedians out of it. I was getting a lot of messages asking how to get started, and I was advising these people as and when they contacted me. But I thought this course would be a great way to centralise and bring everyone together in one place." Mr. Westgate hopes the sessions, which are being held every Wednesday in April and September at Brewdog in the city centre, can help bring new blood to the area's ever-growing scene. It would be great to boost the circuit that is currently thriving for comedy and have it recognised nationally as a hotspot for stand-up.
Dan Frid, 47, who owns and operates Book Bugs and Dragon Tales in Timber Hill, Norwich, with his wife Leanne, was recently nominated for Independent Bookshop of the Year at the British Book Awards. Mr. Frid said, "It's incredibly important to us to be recognised on the national stage and to be recognised for what we do. We're very passionate about the individuality of all the bookshops in the UK and on the finalist list. It's great to be able to have a platform to shout about what we do that's different and what we give back to the community." Bookshops nominated for the awards are judged on what they provide for their community that is different, such as education involvement and outreach programmes. On the bookshop's future, Mr. Frid said, "Whether we win the award or not, our hope is to work with more schools. We're already working with 16 schools for World Book Day, which is huge, but there's always more you can do. The British Book Awards winners will be announced on May the 15th. It's now time for our second feature of the week. This article, all about Real Bread Week, is read by Sam Elmhurst.